I think before Europeans arrived, we would have had a very similar look in this location. This is a very authentic reproduction of the area. Shallow waters, a lot of reeds and a lot of sandy shoreline, along with the valley oaks in the background and the willows. I think this area was used by the Wintun people for collection of food and materials for daily life. When this creek was in its heyday, I'm sure that there was salmon running through here, as well as other varieties of fish, which brought other birds, other animals, which brought other people. So the commerce as well as the natural resources here were very plentiful. The tending gardens are special to me because my mother was a basket maker and we used to frequent these types of settings, collecting materials for baskets. I like digging the sedge roots in the sandbars. It was a challenge because I was always tasked to get the longest ones because those were the ones that were the most valuable. We used these materials for ornamental and functional baskets, baby baskets, burden baskets, things that were everyday tools and also the very special gift baskets. Restoration means to me a representation of a time before destruction. And I mean by that not so much an absolute destruction, but whenever something is disturbed in a fundamental way with mining or farming even, or even over cultivation of plant material or basket-making material, it becomes an unnatural setting. And the restoration, I think, means that we're trying to restore it back to a natural point in time where the material is happy, the plants are happy where they're at. Culturally, I believe this land is being preserved in a very upstanding way. I believe that our ancestors, my ancestors, would be very happy to see it being done again.